This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. After more than a year locked down because of the pandemic, millions of Americans will be traveling over this Memorial Day holiday weekend. The AAA predicts a 60% increase in travel over last year. But that would still mean 6 million fewer people traveling this year over the same holiday period in 2019, before the pandemic. President Biden says he can't understand it.
I can't imagine anyone voting against the establishing of a commission on the greatest assault since the Civil War on the Capitol.
But Republicans in the Senate are ready to block the creation of a special commission to study the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building. A key vote on a procedural motion is expected today. Yesterday, the family of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who died after the attack, went to the offices of Republican senators asking them to support the commission. We're learning more about the gunman who shot and killed 9 colleagues at the rail yard where he worked in San Jose, California, before killing himself. The AP said Donahue with what we've learned.
A Biden administration official tells the AP Sam Cassidy spoke of hating his workplace while he was detained by customs officers after a 2016 trip to the Philippines. Sheriff Lori Smith tells the AP Cassidy was prepared and deliberate.
It appears to us at this point that he said to one of the people there, "I'm not going to shoot you," and then he shot other people.
The source says Cassidy had a memo book that had notes on how he hated the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority, and he had books on terrorism. But when asked in 2016 whether he had issues with people at work, he said no.
Gas is $3.04 a gallon this morning. That's up $1.07 since last year at this time. This is AP News. A leading Republican is weighing in on the future of the GOP. Our Mike Gracia reports on what Paul Ryan said last night.
Former House Speaker Paul Ryan says the Republican Party is
at a crossroads.
Speaking at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library Thursday night, Ryan cautioned against the fealty being shown by so many in his party to former President Donald Trump.
If the conservative cause depends on the populist appeal of one personality or of second-rate imitations, then we're not going anywhere.
Ryan, who described President Joe Biden's agenda as more leftist than any president in his lifetime, was the opening speaker for the library's Time for Choosing series. Future speakers will include former Vice President Mike Pence and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Dow closed up 141 points yesterday. The S&P was up 4. The Nasdaq dropped a point. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.